Thank you, Madam Chairperson. I thought I would be listening to the colleagues before I respond to that specific question. But of course, so part of the difficulty here is that the Secretariat's proposal for this chapter was fairly condensed. And as you pointed out, Madam Chairperson, we're not able to capture within this chapter all the debate. And in fact, we, if I can confess, we had a little bit of back and forth to capture a little bit more than what you have in front of you. In terms of my own suggestion, as they try to isolate, and it's a great job that the Secretariat did, just a debate concerning conclusions 4 and 5. So I take Mr. Asada's point, and there are additional points as well that other colleagues raised, but that were not inserted here. So maybe as a way forward, part of what we could do is we could take, Madam Chairperson, the views of Mr. Grossman and see where we are, and if we need to park this for the sake of time and efficiency, we will park it. Let me just say to Mr. Yazabal, while I have the floor, I think part of the difficulty is not only in relation to the status. We had a debate where some members were suggesting the works of entities like the ICRC could be considered teachings. So that's one aspect of the issue, and then it's linked now to the second issue of representativeness. So I fully would support, if we were in terms of finding a solution to this, just if you're just dropping a new paragraph, so literally opening the middle of breaking it at the middle of the current paragraph, and then that puts a slightly different point. But I do want to underline that there is a connection, and it's a connection because colleagues thought that the works of bodies like the ICRC could be considered teachings, and of course the contrary view as well. So that's what's going on. There's a lot of things happening in the paragraph, but maybe we can address that with a simple fix like that. And let me stop there because I see Mr. Grossman and now possibly other colleagues asking for the floor.